We received a dollar bill in change a few weeks ago. On it was scrawled an internet website address and the words, "Track this bill." The scrawler had also circled the bill's serial number. Someone has set up a website to track the movement of currency across the United States. Go there, enter the serial number, and you'll read messages from those who allegedly had the bill before you. I say allegedly because my bill was previously found floating in the Atlantic surf off of England, if you believe one previous owner. If you have a lawyerly bent, you're probably wondering if such scrawling, penning an email address and message on money, is against the law. If you're like me, you learned at some point in your childhood that writing on currency is a crime. But parents and teachers aren't always right. Sometimes, yes, it's illegal to write on currency. As is often the case in law, however, much depends on the reason for the writing. The statute in question is Title 18, Section 333 of the United States Code, ominously titled Mutilation of National Bank Obligations. It threatens a fine or prison for anyone who mutilates, cuts, defaces, disfigures, or perforates any bank bill. Next comes the language we didn't learn as children, with intent to render it unfit to be reissued. That means that as long as you write on a bill for a reason other than attempting to take it out of circulation, you should be okay. Almost certainly, then, those who wrote the name of the bill-tracking website on my money won't suffer the penalties of a fine and/or prison that Section 333 threatens. After all, the whole point of their enterprise is to watch bills as they continue to move about the country or float about the oceans. In fact, if you check the law books, it seems that no one has ever run afoul of the dollar defacement law. There are only two cases that mention the statute, and in both, it's more as an aside. Noting in one, for example, that a more serious charge of counterfeiting, rather than mere defacement, is appropriate when someone slices a dollar bill in two with the intent to defraud. Even when a person chemically blackened bills, defacing them in an attempt to convince would-be investors he could create counterfeit cash that looked real, the government believed a charge of counterfeiting and not mutilation of national bank obligations was more appropriate. So says a case decided this past winter. The person who wrote on my bill certainly didn't have the criminal sort of intent necessary under the statute, and neither did the one who created the website. He writes there that his purpose was to have fun. Sure, the website offers the opportunity to track the bill before and after bill stewardship, but along with the fun, on the website a visitor can also buy a sweatshirt with the website logo for $38, coffee mugs for $20, and, perhaps most inexplicably, boxer shorts for $14. They've obviously thought through the legalities. The website also sells cards bearing the language of Section 333, the bill defacement statute, and the intent language, the part about defacement being a crime only if it's done to keep a bill out of circulation, is in italics. I'm Amy Guida.